Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I had a very bad first time experience. I'm 18 years old and I went to a hooker place. Once she and I entered the room and took off our clothes, I didn't get an erection whatsoever. I was so nervous. This has lowered my confidence with girls and dating. Can stress cause erectile dysfunction?
I'm sorry to hear that your first attempt at sex was scary, made you feel nervous, and resulted in your feeling less confident dating women. Some men and women, but perhaps particularly men, feel a great deal of pressure to have sex and to be good at sex. As a result, some men rush right out and have sex with whoever they can have sex with, even if it's someone that they don't know very well or don't know at all, or someone they've just met or paid for sex. Some men choose this route because they just want to get their first time over with. However, it's common for men to experience problems with erections or ejaculation the first time they have sex, especially if they're feeling nervous about what their first time will feel like, whether they'll be any good at sex, or what their partner will think of them. Men often find it easier to get or keep an erection when they feel relaxed and very excited or aroused. If you felt scared about being where you were, then it's not surprising that it would be difficult to get an erection. And if you didn't know the woman you paid to have sex with, you may not have felt very excited by her. It also doesn't sound like you engaged in much foreplay. It sounds like you two just walked into a room and took your clothes off. Though that might be exciting for some people, many men and women find that spending time in foreplay helps them to feel more aroused. Foreplay can help men to get an erection, and it can help women to lubricate or become wet. You might consider waiting to have sex until you find someone who you know, like, feel aroused by, and feel comfortable with. If you spend time getting to know someone, you'll likely feel more comfortable with them. When you try to have sex again, consider spending at least 10 or 20 minutes kissing and touching each other's bodies in ways that feel exciting to you. This should help both of you to feel aroused. You might also consider what will help you and your partner to feel more comfortable and less stressed. For example, many people find that using a condom helps them to feel more comfortable, as does using other forms of highly effective birth control, such as the birth control pill, so that they can feel less anxious about accidentally becoming pregnant. If you and the woman you paid for sex did anything sexual together, for example, if she put her mouth on your genitals, or if you put your mouth on her genitals, or if you tried to have vaginal or anal sex, then you will want to get tested for sexually transmissible infections, or STIs. Also, you may feel more comfortable if your next partner is tested for STIs before you try to have sex. Talking to your partner and making sure that you both have your needs met for pleasure and protection can go a long way toward better sex.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.